We think that we pray and our beds are longer than everybody else, and maybe our children are all hufas, and my son is a hafiz, and my father is a sheikh, and I got everything, and I got all the businesses, and oh, this is a sad situation. You know, many a times in many masjids, you know who are the people make the problems? Who, Brother Irfan? No, honest, tell me. The people who pray salah 5 times a day. It's not the visitor and the stranger, Brother Zad. You go to many masjids in America, back home, the people who always very, I wish I could use the word, but always have a lot of hang-ups and a nasty attitude and bad manners and insultive to others. And many a time the people who think they pray the most and they pray the best and they are the best so they can treat people bad. Right, Brother Wahid? My brother Naseeb, don't you see that all around? Fighting to pray Salah, fighting to call Azan, fighting who should be here. Because that arrogant quality is in them. So they think they are pious, but then they got pride. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, a person who have as much as a mustard seed of pride will not enter Jannah. Oh, it's a very dangerous thing, eh? The person who has as much as a mustard seed of pride will not enter Jannah. So my brother says, I pray all Ramadan, I give this, I give that, I do this, and we all walk with pride. And that's what Allah is saying in the Quran here. وَلَا تَمْشِي فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا. Don't think and don't have this insolence in you, this highness, this haughtiness. Don't walk through this earth like that. This is my earth, Allah is saying. Who do you think you are to walk on my earth as though you're bigger than everybody else? And hear what Allah says. Inna Allah la yuhibbu kulla mukhtalin fakhur. Allah says, certainly Allah does not like those people who are arrogant. Allah is saying He does not like the people who are arrogant. And it's sad to see that arrogance sometimes, and many a times, people with this, and you do that analysis, you will see it. Ramadan is a little bit around the corner. We're already in Rajab. Next month is Shaban and Ramadan. You're going to see everybody become this holiest of the holy. First time you've seen them in the masjid for the year, you know. But it's like they're the holiest of the holy. They're more holy than the month of Ramadan. They're holier than the month of Ramadan. The best of the best. Shaitan is chained, but they have now become loose. That's the Satan in them. So I want to remind myself and you, be very careful, my brothers and sisters. A lot of us could lose our blessings because we think we are pious. And we have this arrogance that we are superior to others. And we look down on others. Do you know who I am? You know how people talk? They don't know who I am? Who are you? You don't even know who you are. That's what happens. You know, many times people who have arrogance, they're like, you know who I am, Brother Zad? They know who I am in Dar al-Uloom. They know who I am in this masjid. They know who I am in Florida. But you don't even know who you are. That's why you're asking that, right? You're so stupid, you don't even know you are nothing. Oh, I'm the doctor. You're not the doctor. You're nothing. Listen, brothers and sisters, there are 3 things for sure we need to understand that we know. If you think you're big, and we think we are big, there's 3 things you could be pakka, strong on, with confidence that you know, which is a sign of humbleness. Not about who you know I am and what I am. Because you drive a good car and you have a position or you have a doctorate or you have money. One thing for sure we need to know to humble ourselves, that Allah is the most merciful and Allah is the most forgiving. So if we can't forgive people and can't be nice and loving to people, we are nobody. Allah is Akbar and He is the most merciful and the most forgiving. You know who I am? When you tell yourself that and you say you know who I am, always add to it, I am nobody. And secondly, concrete in your mind that one thing for sure we know, that we are nothing. You know how we say in Urdu, "Hum to na cheez hai." We are nothing. We are nothing. We may think we are something. That's because the one-eyed man leads the blind. When you are just here among some people, you feel you have it all. You have more money, you have more position, you have more. When you really meet people with money and position, you got to humble yourself. We are nothing. And thirdly, one thing you know for sure is that we have to die. So if we would only understand these true things that we are sure we know, we don't know who we are. If we have to know who we are, the only thing we should know about who we are is that we are nothing. Nothing. That's why Allah reminds us in the Quran, you're a drop of sperm that people say yak and wash it off. That's what you came from. That's where we came from. Go read Surah Yasin. Go read the Quran. Allah tells us that. And if you don't believe that, tear the pages off. Allah tells us that we are nothing. You're a drop of blood. You're a little nutfa, a little drop of sperm. That's the Quran. You don't believe that? Take it out of the Quran. Don't say that I have said something obscene on the member. That's what Allah tells us. Only to let us know, don't think that you are somebody and you're something. You're nothing. We are only something if Allah makes us something. And when we are something in the eyes of Allah, we are something. Samajh gaya? And we know for sure we're going to die. And if we know for sure we're going to die, we're going to then prepare for that death and that life in the hereafter. And not think that we are everything down here. We are nothing.
Why do we let these radical imams brainwash some of us? We come here, we sit, we sleep in khutbahs, we don't get the message, that's why we miss
it. He says, all I need you to be grateful.
You telling me Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not protect the prestige of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Only living for business. That's all our dream.
Let me see who shall save you now.